motion to put God first is nowhere to be seen. So you must first get rid of the programming this world has put into your mind. Body first, second, and last. Do something revolutionary. Put God before the world. Think of Him first, middle, and last. You will prove to yourself what brings the greatest happiness, God or the world. God remembrance acts as a systemic agent that fundamentally changes the mind. Now you know joy, peace, enlightenment. Sri Anantraman has come to speak on this topic and to help bring us all into a greater state of enlightenment and to help this world come into a state of peace and joy. Sri Anantraman.
Thank you. We shall begin with some chanting to bring our mind close to the topic. So kindly put your full heart and soul and your hands when chanting. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Hari Om When we are afflicted, with any disease in the body, we go to a medical doctor. He gives us a prescription. We buy the medicines. Along with the medicines, he also tells us that we have to follow certain conditions in our food habits, rest, etc. Then and then only the medicine will have full effect. We have a doctor of doctors to whom we need not go. He prescribes medicines looking at our condition, not physical alone, but mental too. And he tells us what we should do. He passes the prescriptions to us through his own chosen disciples or messengers, like saints and sages. And the message is very simple. Chant the name of God twice a day. Now, twice a day chanting, yes, but there are other conditions too along with the chanting. They are, while chanting the name of God, we must bring to our mind the attitude that we are chanting the name of that power, that supreme power, which is one and one alone, which has manifested as everything in the world, which is in us, which is in everything around us, and we also at the same time pray to that power to reveal himself to us in his universal form, so that we are able to appreciate and see everything around us, events, individuals, and things around us as his own manifestation. When that happens, we will have love and love only for everybody, because we will see only God everywhere. And the chanting which we do twice a day will eventually lead to chanting all the time, because once we give the taste of chanting to our tongue, the tongue will take it up. As we heard from Swamiji's reading now, our effort is only to discipline our mind to at least take up this as a prescription twice a day for a short period, and then rest of the time it will happen. I am reminded of a note which Swami Muktananda had written, which I will read out to us. Where the Lord's name is uttered, there all purity, power and goodness reside. This is a quotation from Papa Swami Ramdas's books. Every human being in this world is in search of peace and happiness. No ordinary man can live in isolation. We are all interdependent. So, one can hope to enjoy peace and happiness only if others are also happy. So, the ideal way to achieve our aim, that is peace and happiness, is to do everything possible to make others happy. It means each individual has to be good and responsible. Every one of us has certain basic needs. Who supplies them? It is Mother Nature and the society at large. Mother Nature provides us the air we breathe, the water we drink, the earth on which we exist, the space in which we move, the sun, the moon, the mountains, trees and the like, which are essential for our very existence. The society takes care of our other requirements like the food we eat, the clothes we wear, educational institutions, various fields of employment, communication, transport, medical, engineering, etc. Being the recipients of the blessings of both these institutions, we owe them a deep debt of gratitude. It would never be possible for us to repay this debt in full, but we can do so to some extent by leading a harmonious family life, by being a conscientious, loyal, hard-working, service-oriented individual, by being responsive to the sufferings, demands of the lesser privileged ones in particular, and the well-being of the society in general. Pujya Mataji Krishna Bhai says, devotees have to expand their vision by serving the entire universe, which is His own form, God's own form, with their body, mind and wealth. Many may not be in a position to do physical service or to offer their wealth, but all, without exception, can use their mind in God's service. That is, they can chant the name of God more and more and pray for world peace and thus put into practice universal service. And in the late 1970s, Pujya Mataji initiated a Nama Japa Yajna for world peace. If this japa is done with the right perspective, one would become an ideal devotee and at the same time an ideal citizen. While setting the target at 15.5 billion, Pujya Mataji said, "My earnest prayer is that the japa should exceed the target and continue with all love, devotion and zeal until peace and happiness is established on the earth and in the hearts of all." If we follow Pujya Mataji's advice, we will never do anything wrong. We will never do anything that is detrimental to the interest of nature and society. Our humble request is that every member of your family may join in this Japa Yajna by chanting any name of God at least 2,000 times a day. Maybe 1,000 in the morning and 1,000 in the evening, so that they will be able to contribute substantially to world peace, peace and happiness to one and all on a sustaining basis. Simultaneously, we would all become purer and purer in our heart and almost effortlessly achieve the aim of human life, that is, eternal peace and happiness. The account of monthly japa done may please be intimated to the ashram. This is an appeal which Swami Muktananda gave a couple of years ago, which holds good even today. The Japa Yajna, which Mataji started in 1978, the Yajna of 15.5 billion, the first Yajna got completed early in September this year, and the second chapter of that same 15.5 billion has started from the 28th of September this year. Many devotees from different parts of the world take part. Perhaps you may know, in the initial stages of the Yajna in 1978 and in those periods, the monthly contribution was not very much. But towards the end, in the last 4 or 5 years, the contribution had been phenomenally substantial. I would not go into the figures because you will be surprised. It will be thousandfold. And that the inspiration which gave us all to extend this Yajna for another term starting from September. And it is a consolation to see that many, many more people have taken to the chanting, plus many have chanted more and more. So there's a double effect, and more people every day get included in the subscribers list of Nama chanting contribution. We would like all of you, in whatever small way, whatever you chant, if you are able to keep an account of it, send the account to us and it will be included. But account is not really material. What is important is we must be able to maintain God remembrance through chanting of God's name. And that has been the recipe or the medicine for world peace, which has been advocated by our Gurudev and so many saints of the past. It has been the experience of those very people. And in fact, the very ashram was established in 1931 only because Papa Ramdas had the highest realization merely by chanting God's name, and that too for a short period of hardly 2 years. And when he had that experience, he thought, why should we not have this for everyone in the world? And to give an impetus, to give a sort of boost to people to take to it. An ashram was started in 1931 in a very small way. A small room of, say, 10 feet by 10 feet, which today has expanded as much as to accommodate. In the bhajan hall itself, we can accommodate about 250 people. We can accommodate about 500 people in the whole ashram. Accommodation, reasonably comfortable accommodation, food, and even washing of clothes, something which is unheard of. People who come there, Mataji did not want them to waste their time on these worldly, mundane activities. Let them all participate in the bhajan Ramnam chanting program so that their time is spent fruitfully and they go back with this treasure in hand and follow this practice at home. That was the reason why the ashram was established. And today, so many people come from many parts of the world, come and only come there to experience the vibration. And it is not that the vibration is available only in an ashram like that. Wherever, as we read here, wherever the name is chanted, the vibration is there. That's Papa's own words there. Where the Lord's name is uttered, there all purity, power and goodness reside. It is not just in some particular place, so that we have all to go only there. God is there. In quest of God, Papa had gone around the whole of India, walking barefooted in many places, without food and all that. But to realize, and the quest of God finally ended when he saw everything as God. So where is God? In front of us, in us, everywhere around us. So if to experience that, we have to go through this process. We go to temples, churches, mosques, and we go to such things and all, not because we think God is only there, but because we would like to get feedback from people who have experienced similar things so that we can imbibe that and try to do. But we have to do our own individual, personal, spiritual discipline to get to that realization. And that can be had in this very life. Why put it off for another time? Having come here, the life, as Papa's own word says, it's very rare. We read from the quotation of Swami Chidbhayananda, life as a human being is very rare. According to our scriptures, it says we have all passed through 85 lakhs. In other words, 8.5 million lives before we have got a human birth. You can imagine, we have probably passed through the stages of ants and creepers and elephants and whatnot, you know, imagine. 85 lakhs, 8.5 million births have passed before we have got this rare birth, and we must not waste it. We don't know what type of birth we will have the next. Our next birth will depend on what we get attached to in this life. And we are not getting attached to only one thing. We get attached to many things in a day. And how many things we will have got attracted to, we don't know. How many more births we will have, we don't know. And what all forms we are going to come, we don't know. Having come now, there's a song which is sung by a saint in India. He says, God has given us a human birth. He has given a beautiful tongue. Can't you chant the name of God? They are pleading with us. So much of compassion they have. They have sung so many songs, not as composition, but their expressions of emotional expressions of their feeling, their experiences. You may call it outpourings. And they have all been sung by people. They are singing today. The same songs are being sung. Actually, the songs are meant for us, telling us, please take to the chanting of God's name. We are also telling the same thing, please take to the chanting of God's name. Who will chant? We have to chant. I was giving the example the other day of cookery class. I don't know whether I said that in the previous way. There was a lady who was giving us some notes on how to prepare a new dish. And we all want to have something new every day. So everybody was ready with a pad and pen. And she was reeling out items, all ingredients required to prepare that dish. And everything was jotted down. We came back home and read through that 3 or 4 times and by heart at it. And that's all. Is that enough? Are we leaving it at that? Are we preparing the dish and tasting? It is similar to that. The saints have been giving us a message, what we should do in our life. And we have heard them all, and then filed them. But that's not enough. We have to do, then only we'll have the taste. If we cannot try to explain to anybody what is the taste of sugar. How does it taste? I can say it is sweet, but unless everyone tastes it, the taste is not found. I can only say it's sweet. How sweet is it? You have to taste it. So saints who have experienced this highest in this life, they are telling us, please chant the name of God and get to the highest. We have to do it, then we will get. Now, the question is that our priority in life? If that is not, then of course we'll have to put it off for another good day. But we should not waste our time. We are not really talking about world peace. First, let us do what we need to do ourselves. Charity begins at home. Let's do it ourselves. And when we do, when the purification takes place in us, the rest of the things happen. We don't have to make any effort. We can't create peace in the world. We can work for it. We can pray for it. And working what? We do the chanting. We purify ourselves. And then the purification takes place here. Everything else gets purified. When we are purified, we don't have an enemy. That's experience. If our mind is purified fully, if we realize that we are all forms of God, I take it. I am a form of God. Everything around me is a form of God. I have no enemies. Everyone is a friend. So even if you come and shout at me, I will not react. Because I have only love for you. And what will happen then? Your anger also will go away. If similar thing happens all around us, peace is something which will happen on its own. We don't have to work for it. Our work is only to chant the name of God. As simple as that. And they have made it such a simple formula. Chant any name of God. They have given us so much of freedom. Any name of God. Any name you like. Fine. But with the feeling that we are chanting the name of that one supreme power. It's not that we are chanting that name, I won't chant the other name. That feeling should not be there. There is no other name. There's only one name. In fact, as I was mentioning, there is only one power which has no name or form. All agree on that. There is no form for that supreme power. There is no name also. Then how can we call something which has no name? So for our convenience, to make it easy for us, they had incarnated in previous several hundreds, thousands of years ago as some form for some purpose. So we hold on to that form and name and think about him. But we must have this feeling that we are thinking about that power which has no name or form, but for temporary purpose, we hold on to that name or form, and later that also goes away. That's the reason why we contemplate on the attributes of God while chanting the name. We are not chanting the name of Rama. We are not chanting the name of Krishna. We are chanting a name which represents that power which has no name. As I was mentioning yesterday, we were born. When we were born, this body came here without a name. Why? Without even a shirt. And all have been taken from the world. Somebody gave us some name and they started calling that name. And over a period of time, the child started responding to the sound, not the name. And later, you know, some sequence makes it accepting only that name. If you call by some other name, the child may not respond because it got used to a particular name. And that name became the person's name. What is your name? You will say the name given to you, but that's not your name because we don't have a name. We don't have a name and we are talking about name of God. God has also no name or form. We must take that in mind when we chant the name of God. That's why we say that energy, that power, which has no name or form, which has manifested as everything in the world. Then there is no conflict in mind. There is no question of community, religion, creed, caste, and all those things won't come. We are all one. The blood inside when someone, God forbid, gets into some problem, go to a surgery and there's blood required, whose blood is going in? Nobody knows, but some blood is going. It could be some, you know, we may not, I may not believe in another community, another caste or religion, but the blood, we don't know. Maybe coming from it, but all human blood is the same. May have some characters different, but blood is blood. So energy is the same there. We don't have to give any different views about it. We don't have to accept any different views about it. There's only one power. I'm not talking the word God here. There's only one supreme power. That supreme power has manifested as some representatives whom we take as our leaders. We had teachers in our class, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. In all grades we had teachers. They're all gurus. In our Hindu terminology, all teachers are gurus. How many gurus have we got? Yes, one guru leads us to one step. Another guru leads us to a few more steps. So each one is a guru. Finally, that guru is only one. They are all representatives of guru. So we should be able to see everyone as representatives of that supreme power which has no form. So if we take that in mind, we have no conflict in mind. Which name can we chant? Can we chant in Sanskrit? Can we chant in Hindi, English? There is no language for God. There is no language for that power. So in any way we like to chant, we can chant. In any name you want to take, we can take. In any manner we want to chant, we can do. We can do it without any thought, without any harmonium, without any tune. There is no such thing as no tune. Anything that we sing has a tune. Okay, the people who play harmonium will tell us, it will have to fall into one pitch anyway. Okay, so any way we can chant, so much of flexibility has been given. That is perhaps the reason why we don't find it necessary to do. If we had been given, given a condition that you must do it, who will do, I don't know. Somebody has to give a condition. Every day you must do like this. Perhaps then we will do. But we are not given like that. We have been given the freedom by that supreme power. But he is sure of one thing. Today or tomorrow, one day or other, you will come to me. We can read it in any religious text. Today or tomorrow, you will come to me. Why not do it today? And we all want peace. There's no one who can say, I don't want peace. I read Swami Muktananda's first line itself. Every human being in this world is in search of peace and happiness. Only what happens is what we think is peace is not what we really, what is true. We think by acquiring things we'll be peaceful and happy. By acquiring things we'll probably go away from peace. If we have more money, we have to find some place to safely keep it, or somebody will take it away. If we have a $500 note in the pocket, I have to be careful. Should not slip out. Somebody should not pick it from my pocket. Isn't that worry? Then worry means peace is gone. The other side is our attitude. If someone shouts at it, our peace is gone. So our peace is in somebody else's hands. Right? If someone shouts at me, if I am losing my peace, then my peace is not mine. It is with somebody. He has got the control. He has got the reign. He can decide whether I should be peaceful or not. That is why we say, again, the same line here, no man can live in isolation. We are interdependent. We can be happy only if others are happy. So we have to make everybody happy around us. Then and then alone we can be happy. So the first thing that we can do to make everybody happy is not to get angry with anybody, accept everybody as right. Everybody as forms of God so that we can accept them. Start loving everybody. How can we start loving everybody? First we must condition ourselves. our mind must get cleansed, purified. Then we can start accepting everybody. There have been saints, even currently, saints who are so loving, compassionate. We love to go to them so many times. We go and sit with them. You want to go and sit in front of them. Why? Because there's so much of love coming out from them. Each one can have that experience. And the simplest way to get that is chanting. So, we come to the real prescription. 10 minutes in the morning. Only. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. 10 minutes at a specified time every day. It is not 6 o'clock today, 7 o'clock tomorrow, day after, 8 o'clock, the fourth day, nothing. There should be a fixed time every day. Why? We have to discipline ourselves, you know, then only we will do things. We must set a priority. We must make a commitment that we will do at particular time every day. 10 minutes. Similarly, 10 minutes in the evening, just before going to bed. Any time before going to bed. Before food, after food, before taking a shower, after taking a shower, doesn't matter. But all in the family sit together and chant for 10 minutes. The proverb, the family that prays together, stays together. It is not only that, we are able to create a vibration in the very house that we are chanting. By chanting to ourselves mentally, yes, that is necessary, that we have to do later. We are talking about creating a vibration in the house and later expanding it outside. For that sake, begin with this 10 minutes business. And after this, whenever you get time, even if we do not consciously do it, the tongue will do it. When you go out from here, I can tell you, you will be chanting. Because that vibration has come now. If we maintain that vibration, that's all that is needed. It's such a simple way. That is why Papa always says, sometimes most simplest things we will find it very difficult to do. And very difficult things we will do without any effort. To cite one example, we want to go and see a film in a picture house. Okay? We find time for it. We know that today evening at 5 o'clock we have to go to the picture house. So we have set the priority. Our mind is set. 5 o'clock is the picture house. So we must leave at 4 o'clock. So we are all ready. Right after lunch we are ready. 4 o'clock we leave. We go there. We find all tickets are sold. All our effort wasted. Then we try to find somewhere or other to get into the picture house. We ask somebody here and they give me some way. Oh, put one chair, we'll do in a corner, I'll go and sit. With all the trouble, we managed to get into it. And the picture was so good that we come out crying. After 1.5 hours of time spent there, so much of labor, so much of time, crying, we come out and we're happy. Is it or not? And we don't feel much about it. It is so simple, casually we have taken it. But here is something which we can do without any effort, no time wasted, no money wasted, no labor involved. Just sit and chant, immerse in that. So simple, but we can't find time. Sir, in the morning I have absolutely no time. Children have to go to school and they have to go to the office. I have to pack their breakfast, pack their lunch and all. Morning, evening I'll try. But if you find it difficult in the morning, get up 10 minutes early. Instead of getting up at 5:30 in the morning, make it 5:20. Your 10 minutes is available in the morning. Similarly, in the evening we can do. All this can be done provided we set a priority. We make a commitment to ourselves that we must do it. For that we must know, we must realize that we have to do it. Why should we do it? If we are serious about it, then we can find a way. Where there is a will, please complete it.
There's a way.
So it's all in our hands. Our peace is also in our hands. To work for it is also in our hands. And what are we waiting for? So we will have some more chanting. Unless you have some other ideas.
Chanting is perfect.
Good. It's better than talking. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om
I will tell you about acupressure, then it will be easy for you to clap. We have all heard of acupressure. Yes or no? Pressure? Acupressure? No? Yes? Right. Why? Our palm, both the palms represent every organ in the body, inside organ, internal organs are represented here in different points. Okay? I know this point is kidney and somewhere is eyes, nose and all that. Anyway. Now every point, every internal organ in the body is represented in our palms. You press anywhere. If you find some extraordinary pain, then you can be sure that that area which represents some organ is defective. And the treatment is go on pressing it. Just intermittent, not continuous, just do like this. And you will find after some time, your problem is solved. This I am not telling you, the acupressure book will tell you. It will tell you the points where which area, which organ is representing, and then what you should do. Okay, now when you clap, you are really massaging the whole internal organs and getting a free treatment. Don't have to go to a doc. No prescription. Very simple. Okay, so wholeheartedly, full throated. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om
Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om
Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram
Om
Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Shri Ram Jai Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Om ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ॐ श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम ॐ ओ बिगिनिंगलेस एंड एंडलेस परम पूज्य पापा यू आर ऑल परवेडिंग You have manifested as the entire universe and you reside in everything. We pray for your blessings for the eradication of all conflicts and fights in all parts of the world and for the bestowal of peace and happiness on all. May peace be unto all. Om Tat Sat Om. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Om Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Hari Om. Hari Om.